Today's a feast celebrates a being, a relationship, and a purpose. There was a man who loved to tinker with gadgets. He's fascinated by the inner workings of machines, how the gears and levers of mechanisms connect and work together to make things happen. While thumbing through one of his technology magazines, he finds a schematic for a clock that operates not by batteries or electric current, but by a complex series of weights and pulleys. A new project. So begins many hours of constructing the clock's cabinet, fashioning and fitting the necessary gears and wheels, devising and measuring the weights and the chains. And when he has finally finished, the clock works well for a while, but stops within a few hours. So he carefully takes apart every piece and refits them. Again, the clock works well for some time, but again, stops. He spends what seems like an eternity studying every piece of wood and metal, but still the clock will not run constantly. His loving wife, who is usually very supportive of his projects, urges him to give up. When she finds the pieces of the clock in a box under his workbench after a few weeks, she thinks he has finally admitted defeat, and so she hauls the carton of clock remnants out to the trash. But he quickly realizes the box is missing and immediately rescues the broken pieces. He hasn't given up. He had discovered that one of the gear wheels was not ground properly. It did not fit as tightly with the other gears as it should to run evenly and consistently. With the help of a machinist friend, he fashions by hand a new metal wheel that fits the clock's mechanisms perfectly. The clock, recreated from its brokenness, redeemed from the trash heap, now hangs in their living room, keeping perfect time under the watchful eye of its creator. God so loved the world that he sent his only Son, that whoever believes in him may not die, but may have eternal life. God, because he's God, doesn't give up. It's who he is. God, because he's God, extends himself always and everywhere, because it's who he is. God, because he's God, keeps watchful eye, draws us close, and wraps us in himself to bring us home, because it's who he is. Today is about a being supreme, a relationship sublime, and a purpose serene. Because of this truth, St. Paul urges the Corinthians and us, mend your ways, encourage one another, agree with one another, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. And he proclaims it possible because of three things: the grace of Christ, the love of God, and the companionship of the Holy Spirit. God is not dead. In fact, he's not even distant. Every day and every way, he's at work in us who dare to believe.